House will come to order. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Seems like I just saw you yesterday. Today's February 20, 2015, the 27th day of the session. The next pending deadline is a week from today, February 27. That'll be the last day for bills to be reported out of committee. Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Here.
Baker.
Here.
Baldwin. Barlow,
here.
Berger,
here.
Blackburn,
here.
Blake,
here.
Burkhart,
here.
Bird,
here.
Campbell,
here.
Kennedy,
here.
Clem,
here.
Connolly,
here.
Dayton,
here.
Edmonds,
here.
Edwards,
here.
Eklund,
here.
Esquibel,
here.
Freeman,
here.
Gay,
here.
Greer,
here.
Halverson,
here.
Harshman,
here.
Harshman, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt,
here.
Yagi,
here.
Jennings,
here.
Kasparik,
here.
Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd,
here.
Larson Dan,
here.
Lindholm,
here.
Lockhart,
here.
Laux,
here.
Madden,
here.
Madden,
here.
McKim,
here.
Miller,
here.
Moniz,
here.
Nicholas, Northrup,
here.
Patton, excused, Paxton,
here.
Pelkey,
here.
Petruff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz,
here.
Summers,
here.
Steinmetz,
here.
Stubson,
here.
Throne,
here.
Walters,
here.
Wilson,
here.
Winters,
here.
Swanitzer Dan,
here.
Swanitzer Dave,
here.
Mr. Speaker,
here.
Harshman,
here.
Harshman excused, Nicholas,
here.
Nicholas excused, 57 present, 3 excused.
The prayer for the day is offered by the Reverend Elizabeth Wilson, representing First Presbyterian Church of Cheyenne.
Let us pray. Loving and holy God, we give thanks for the gifts that you have bestowed on us, for the people who have helped us see you and draw closer to your call on our lives. We are very grateful. As we give you praise for the many ways that your love has been invested in us, we seek your strength as we live into our stories of faith with confidence and hope. We encounter your loving mission to restore creation, to reconcile relationships through a love that cannot be destroyed. Bless those who hold office in the government of Wyoming, that they do their work in a spirit of wisdom, kindness, and justice. Help them to use their authority to serve faithfully and to promote the general welfare of our state. May our leaders be led by your wisdom. May they search your will and see it clearly. Help them to remember that they are called to serve the people as lovers of truth and justice. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Journal Committee report.
The Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 19, 2015 has been read and recommends that it be approved, signed by Representative Steinmetz and Schwartz.
The doctor of the day is Jasper Chen from Cheyenne. The nurse of the day is Deb Lukeman from Campbell County Memorial Hospital. Please welcome them to the house.
Mr. Speaker.
There's someone peeking over the top of the lectern back there. I can't see who it is. Oh, Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, even the lady in pink can't get attention today. This is the Leadership Wyoming class here of 2003.
Two.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We are the class of 2002, but up at the Chief Clerk's desk, we have Kathy Wright, 2003. Are there any other members on the House floor? Shout it out.
11.
I don't know if I graduated.
That's Representative Barlow and Representative Petroff.
Kirkbride,
12. And with us today in the gallery, we have Leadership Wyoming 2015, a part of the class. Please stand up on both sides. So, Mr. Speaker, they're going to be even bigger and better than us. So welcome to the House.
Yes, welcome to the House. I'm glad you're here today. Representative Larson.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor, if I may.
Yes, please proceed.
Folks, I'd like to introduce to you today the page of the day, which is my oldest grandson. We have six grandsons, and Vance is our oldest. Rest assured that you are protected from all the evils of, because he is an avid participant in the Superhero Academy. He will protect you from whatever nemesis might be lurking around your desk, so rest assured. I'd also like to introduce my oldest son, Adam, and his two of our other grandsons, Hugh and Porter, and his wonderful wife, Aspen, who is from the Valley of the Stars, and there's in that place that has rocks, the springs in them, and of course my wife, Becky, who is here with us because her grandchildren are here. So.
I'm going to summon him up here. Representative Pinnell, would you front and center, please? You know, there is payback.
It's somebody's birthday today. Let's all sing around here. Happy birthday.
Now, Sarah, would you stand up, please, and be recognized? Sarah Kilpatrick, our student page, is leaving us. We're sorry to see her go. Sarah was born in Kentucky and moved to Laramie 7 years ago. She lives with her mom, dad, and younger brother and is a senior at Laramie High School. She's been a member of her high school swim team, got it? For 4 years and is qualified for the state meet in the 100 backstroke 3 years in a row. This year she was elected captain and was proud to see her team finish second overall in the state meet. She's also president of her high school's Z Club and is a member of the National Honor and Spanish Honor Society. This year she was also involved in the Distinguished Young Women of Wyoming competition. She was a second runner-up and was awarded an $1,100 scholarship. She plans on attending UW for a few years and then transferring to Seattle University to major in journalism. She loves reading, writing, laughing, and dancing. Let's give a hand to Sarah. Yay! And Sarah, if you'd care to say a few words, we'd be pleased to have you address the body.
So I'd like to start by introducing my mom and dad in the back balcony over there. And I'd like to thank them so much for all the support they've given me so far. And I'd like to thank all of you for this unique opportunity and explain how I got interested in government. So it started when I attended Girl State last summer. Girl State is a program up in Powell where they have juniors or girls who finish their junior year go up and they kind of run their own government. And before Girl State, the most I knew about government was that there's three different branches. But after Girl State, I was able to study the judiciary branch. I got to write my own bill, and I ran for an office. So it empowered me, and it made me want to be involved in my government. So when Patty called and told me that this Page position was open, I was excited to learn about the House of Representatives because I didn't get to study that during Girl State. So what I've learned so far is that even if I'm not going directly into a field involved in politics, it's such great background knowledge to have to understand how a bill gets passed and the legislative process. And I've been able to observe and watch you guys work, and it's been really great. And I've also learned the importance of being an educated citizen and being involved in the process, too, and having a say in what bills are written, what ones get passed, and stuff like that. So even though I plan to major in journalism, I probably will end up reporting on legislation, and it's great to have that background knowledge. So again, thank you all so much. You made me, all the representatives and staff, you guys made me feel right at home, and thank you all for serving your state.
Reports from standing committees.
Message number 256. Right. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated. In accordance with Joint Rule 14-1, the bill is not engrossed and the adopted Senate amendments are being transmitted with the bill. That's Senate File 1, General Government Appropriations, Eyes 27, Nose 3, signed by Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom is referred Senate File 4, Engrossed Dry Bean Research, respectfully reports sending back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Burkhardt, Conley, Greer, Harshman, Moniz, Nicholas, and Stubson, signed by Representative Harshman, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom is referred Senate File 52, Engrossed Elections-Vote Centers and Electronic Poll Books, respectfully reports sending back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Burkhardt, Conley, Greer, Harshman, Moniz, Nicholas, and Stubson, signed by Representative Harshman, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom is referred Senate File 92, Workers' Compensation, County Elected Officials, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Conley, Greer, Harshman, Moniz, Nicholas, and Stubson. One no vote, Representative Burkhardt, signed by Representative Harshman, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred Senate File 43, Engrossed, Wyoming Telecommunications Act Revisions, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Edwards, Jennings, Kirkbride, Lindholm, Paxton, Dan Swanitzer, one excuse. Representative Gay, signed by Representative Dan Swanitzer, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to who is referred Senate File 54, engrossed, Election Code-Revisions, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Edwards, Jennings, Kirkbride, Lindholm, Paxton, Dan Swanitzer, one excuse, Representative Gay, signed by Representative Dan Swanitzer, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom is referred Senate File 95, engrossed speed limits, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Allen, Blake, Laux, Reeder, Walters, Dave Swanitzer, three no votes, Representatives Campbell, Kennedy, and Eklund, signed by Representative Dave Swanitzer, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom is referred Senate File 97, engrossed Department of Transportation and Communications Facilities, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Allen, Blake, Campbell, Kennedy, Eklund, Dave Swanitzer. Those who voted no, Representative Laux, Reeder, and Walters, signed by Dave Swanitzer, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom is referred Senate File 17, Resident Contractor Materials Preference, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Byrd, Kennedy, Edmonds, Gay, Kasperic, Larson, Lockhart, Somers, and Walters, signed by Representative Lockhart, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom is referred Senate File 65, engrossed Savings and Loan Associations, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Byrd, Kennedy, Edmonds, Gay, Kasperic, Larson, Lockhart, Somers, and Walters, signed by Representative Lockhart, Chairman.
Re-referrals. Chairman's Officer Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs, would like to re-refer Senate File 95 to your Committee Number 2, Appropriations.
Senate File 95 is re-referred to Appropriations Committee Number 2. We're now in that order of business of signing enrolled acts. It's going to take a while. The reading clerk will read the enrolled act. Let me see that. First act, got to, whoops. First enrolled act for our consideration. Enrolled act number 4. The reading clerk will read the act.
House bill number 14. Pardon me. Enrolled act number 4 from bill number 14, an act relating to municipal courts.
House to sign enrolled act. Number 4 being original House Bill 14. I've so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 5. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 5 from original House Bill 57, an act relating to health insurance plans.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 5, being original House Bill 57. I've so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 6. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 6 from original House Bill 19, an act relating to public funds.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 6, being original House Bill 19. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act 7. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 7 from original House Bill 67, an act relating to Wyoming retirement system.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 7 being original House Bill 67. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 8. The reading clerk will read the act.
enrolled Act Number 8 from original House Bill 20, an act relating to the administration of government.
I'm about to sign enrolled Act Number 8 being original House Bill 20. I've so signed. The next act for our consideration is enrolled Act 9. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 9 from original House Bill 3, an act relating to insurance.
I'm about to sign enrolled Act 9 being original House Bill 3. I've so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act 10. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act 10 from original House Bill 70, an act relating to water development projects.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act 10 being original House Bill 70. I've so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act 11.
Enrolled Act Number 11 from original House Bill 13, an act relating to state parks and cultural resources.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act 11 being original House Bill 13. I've so signed. The next bill for our consideration is Enrolled Act 12. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 12 from original House Bill 40, an act relating to insurance.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act 12 being House Bill 40. I've so signed. The next bill for our consideration is Enrolled Act 13. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 13 from original House Bill 72, an act relating to pension accounts.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act 13 being original House Bill 72. I've so signed. The next bill for our consideration is Enrolled Act 14. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act 14 from original House Bill 33, an act relating to workers' compensation.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 14 being original House Bill 33. I've so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act 15.
Enrolled Act Number 15 from original House Bill 41, an act relating to professional licensing.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act 15 being original House Bill 41. I've so signed. The next bill for our consideration is Enrolled Act 16. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 16 from original House Bill 47, an act relating to alcoholic beverages.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 16 being original House Bill 47. I've so signed. The next bill for our consideration is Enrolled Act 17.
Enrolled Act Number 17 from original House Bill 86, an act relating to the Board of Cooperative Educational Services.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act 17 being original House Bill 86. I've so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act 18. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act 18 from original House Bill 49, an act relating to criminal procedure.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 18 being original House Bill 49. I've so signed. The next bill act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 19. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 19 from original House Bill 122, an act relating to workers' compensation.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 19 being original House Bill 122. I've so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act 20. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 20 from original House Bill 6, an act relating to taxation and revenue.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 20 being original House Bill 6. I've so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act 21. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 21 from original House Bill 5, an act relating to taxation and revenue.
About to sign Enrolled Act Number 21 being original House Bill 5. I've so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act Number 22. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act Number 22 from original House Bill 60, an act relating to trust companies.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 22 being original House Bill 60. I've so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act 23. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act number 23 from original House Bill 115, an act relating to motor vehicles.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 23, being original House Bill 115. I've so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act number 24.
Enrolled Act number 24 from original House Bill 135, an act relating to game and fish.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act 24, being original House Bill 135. I've so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act number 25. The clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act number 25 from original House Bill 9, an act relating to fuel tax.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 25, being original House Bill 9. I've so signed. The next act for our consideration is Enrolled Act number 26. The reading clerk will read the act.
Enrolled Act number 26 from House Bill 74, an act relating to motor vehicle registration.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 26, being original House Bill 74. I've so signed. The next bill for our consideration is Enrolled Act 27. The clerk will read the act.
House Bill, or Enrolled Act number 27 from House Bill 104, an act relating to big and trophy game licenses.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 27, being original House Bill 104. I've so signed. The next order of business is bills on third reading consent list. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I have one bit of housekeeping I'd like to take care of. Ladies and gentlemen, you had received earlier in the week, prior to the flurry of budget amendments, a red handout that was a form that requested if you would like to have the enacted bills or the signed bills sent to you or to take with you when you leave Cheyenne this at the end of the first week of March. So it was a red form, and that needs to be turned in today, by the end of today. If you don't have one, come see me, and we'll get it taken care of on that. Okay. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I move the consent list consisting of the following bills. Senate File 6, 10, 20, 23, 25, 31, 34, 36, 37, 38, 46, 60, 64, 70, 94, 102, and 117.
The reading clerk will read the bills on consent list. Okay, backing up just a little bit. Would anyone like to have any bills removed from the consent list? Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pursuant to House Rule 7-3, I'd ask that Senate File 33 be laid back for an additional day till Monday, February the 23rd.
Without objection, Senate File 33 is laid back for one day. Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. By Rule 7-3, I would like to lay back Senate File 12 until Monday, February 23rd.
Without objection, Senate File 12 is laid back until Monday, February 23rd. Representative Lindholm.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to request Senate File 46 is removed from the consent list.
Senate 46 is removed from the consent list. The reading clerk will read the bills. Senate File 6 from Senator Burns, an act relating to aquatic invasive species, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 10 from the Education Committee, an act relating to government administration, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 20 from Education, an act relating to school finance, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 23 from Minerals, an act relating to enhanced oil and gas recovery, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 25 from Minerals, an act relating to prioritization of municipal solid waste facilities cease and transfer projects, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 31 from the Labor Committee, an act relating to the administration of government, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 34 from Minerals, an act relating to mines and mining, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 36 from Corporations, an act relating to crimes and offenses and consumer protection, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 37 from Corporations, an act relating to administration of government, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 38 from Senator Case, an act relating to controlled substances, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 60 from the Appropriations Committee, an act relating to deferred compensation plan, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 64 from Labor, an act relating to Wyoming Health Insurance Pool Act, be enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 70 from Senator Doc Stater, an act relating to public utilities, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 94 from Senator Christensen, an act relating to driving or having control of a vehicle while under the influence of intoxicating liquid or controlled substances, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 102 from Senator Landon, an act relating to Medicaid, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 117 from Senator Bebout, an act relating to environmental quality, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen, Baker, Baldwin, Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake, Burkhart, Byrd, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Esquivel, Freeman, Gay, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton excused, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 6, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 excused. As to Senate File 10, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 20, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 23, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 25, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 31, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 34, are there any changes? Halverson, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Gay, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 2 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 36, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 37, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 38, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 60, are there any changes? Barlow, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 64, are there any changes? Edmonds, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Winters, aye to no. Are there any, Halverson, aye to no. Blackburn, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 51 aye, 8 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 70, are there any changes? Greer, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 94, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 102, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 117, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bills 6, 10, 20, 23, 25, 31, 34, 36, 37, 38, 60, 64, 70, 94, 102, and 117 have passed the House. We're now in that order of business of bills on third and final passage. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 12.
No.
35.
Okay, my mistake. 12's... Get it squared away here. Is 12 laid back?
Mm-hmm.
12 is laid back. And which other one's what laid back?
33.
Okay. First bill for our consideration on third reading is Senate File 35. Senate File 35, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill... Oh, the reading clerk ought to read it.
Just a reminder, Mr. Speaker, this is the 27th day of the session. Senate File 35 from Corporations, an act relating to consumer protection, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
Senate File 35, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Oh, we didn't change it.
That's okay.
Okay.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 35 and ask for your favorable consideration.
Wait a minute, Representative Throne. Third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 35 or to Senate File 35?
Senate File 35, excuse me, Mr. Speaker.
I don't have it. Okay, we're on Senate File 35. There is an amendment. Thank you, Madam Minority Floor Leader, for...
waking up.
Waking up. Madam Minority Floor Leader, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe I already moved the amendment. Friends, this is a clean-up amendment to subsection H of this bill. Subsection H provides that if people are in compliance with HIPAA requirements in the event of a security breach notification, that they're covered under our provisions. And we just need to add the word business associate to make it fully inclusive of those covered by HIPAA. So it's a pretty technical change, and I would ask for your aye vote.
Discussion on the amendment. Question being called. We're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 35. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 35 has passed. Senate File 35, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Let me call roll. Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Campbell,
aye. Kennedy,
aye.
Clem,
aye.
Conley,
aye.
Dayton,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparic, Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton, excused, Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Pennell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 35, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 35 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 46. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 46 from Senator Geis, an act relating to crimes and offenses, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 46. What we're looking at here is this is just going to go over some of the old road we've already been down, guys. There's currently no exemption for ag or private property owners during a burn ban situation on burning on their own property. And that's what you can see on lines 21 through 25. Fires intentionally set by a person on lands owned or under the control of the person and which do not escape from the lands under their control are exempt from the provisions of this article unless the person requests suppression by local fire service. And that goes under 359304, which is illegal entry or use exceptions. And that specifically, that title that exists in there is right above it on lines 14 through 19. You can see the misdemeanor. That's all that exists in statute currently is the misdemeanor. And we're raising that instead of commiserate with such fines as not allowing someone to use a public toilet, minor in possession of tobacco. We're taking that up to 750 so it can be commensurate with other fines that fall into this regard. And I'll stand for questions on this.
Discussion on the amendment. Question being called. We're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 46. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 46 has passed. Senate File 46 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Conley.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton excused. Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder. Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 46 having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 46 to pass the House. Representative Paxton.
Mr. Chairman, privilege of the floor.
Yes, please proceed.
We are honored today to have members of the Wyoming Outdoor Council with us, and I think they're in the North Gallery, if they'll stand up. And I want to give a special thanks to Lisa McKee, who served with me on the Governor's Task Force on Forest Health, or Forest. She was the co-chair on that, did a great job, and we really appreciate all she contributed.
Welcome to the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 63. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 63 from Senator Anderson, an act relating to predatory animals, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We'll see if we can keep this alive. Ladies and gentlemen, I would move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 63 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a lot of changes, but I'll just tell you what the heart of it is. Strike line 13, 14, 15. So the bill will now read, no person shall knowingly own or possess a living predator. Second page. Under conditions, the director determines are a threat to public health or safety. So we've stricken out section and the ownership. And then we strike line 3 and 4 up to 103. And insert may on line 5 so that the rules become may. So ladies and gentlemen, what we've done here, we've taken out the permit. We said they can only be disallowed if there's a threat. And we've made the rules optional. And the final thing we did with the amendment was we added prairie dogs because in fact they are a concern with Yersinia pestis, which is the plague. So they actually do have a significant role in disease transmission, which is also transmissible to humans. So that was a good suggestion out of the south central part of the state. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I take any questions or ask for favorable consideration on this amendment. Thank you.
Discussion on the amendment. Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a question. The amendment removes all the penalties, and so just a little bit of explanation, please.
Chairman Schwarzer, Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good amendment, good bill. Question on now it allows, prairie dogs aren't necessarily listed as predators right now. They're listed as, I'm not sure if it's rodents or vermin or what the correct term is in the statute. So I guess my question is, now are we making it allowable to own a prairie dog, which is somewhat different than this bill set out to do, which I think I'm okay with, but I'm wondering if there's any unintended consequences with being able to own prairie dogs because they're not officially contemplated in the predator statute.
Anyone else for the first time? Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a question for the good bringer of the amendment. Now we just say no person shall knowingly own or possess a living predator if the director determines that ownership of the predator presents any threat to the public health or safety. Is that correct? And if so, then we're already saying the reason this bill has been brought, all these animals are threats. So would he be able to just say you can't own them?
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for their second time before the sponsor? Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let's start with the prairie dog first. Actually, there's a couple species that are listed here that I would suggest are probably not considerable threats for disease purposes, so, and the prairie dog certainly is, and at one point it was fashionable to both harvest and export some of these, the prairie dog species to even other countries as a pet, if you will. So Yersinia pestis, which I'm sorry I can't remember the new taxonomic name for, it's been changed, is a real deal, and it will impact are those beloved felines that we took out of the bill. As far as the, I think the question was, yes, the fines are out. I think I accepted the admonishment of the body that said, you don't have to buy a license to destroy these. Why should we pay a fine if we happen to own them in some respect? So I accepted that as probably shouldn't have a fee to have a license and probably shouldn't be fined. And then the rules are May, and I guess this is giving some latitude because the rulemaking process is actually an arduous process, costs money and time. If the department determines that we don't have any significant risk in consultation with public health veterinarian and public health folks and the state veterinarian, then they may say, well, there is no threat, because there are rules out there that this body has said we need rules on this, and you know what the rules say? We don't see a need to do anything. And actually, we have an executive branch that's been pretty aggressive in trying to get rid of rules that are unnecessary. So I ask for your favorable consideration of the amendment and then call for the question on the bill if the amendment passes. Thank you.
We're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 63. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 63 has passed. Senate File 63, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Esquivel. Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
no.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
no.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
Moniz,
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton excused, Paxton,
aye.
Helke,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
no.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Lindholm, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. Blackburn, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 37 aye, 22 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 63 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate Joint Resolution 2. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution 2 from Appropriations, a joint resolution proposing to amend the Wyoming Constitution, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Representative Conley. Representative, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate Joint Resolution 2. Ladies and gentlemen, this is doesn't change anything substantively to the bill. All it is a reordering. As it came through the Senate and the provision regarding the conditions for investment was added, and then as we worked it over in this body, it just, as we looked at it, it made a lot more sense to reorder it to talk about the ability to designate the funds and then the two-third vote on the percentage of the funds and then to end the constitutional provision with the ability of a majority of both houses to prescribe the different conditions for the fund. And so given that hopefully this will be on a ballot and hopefully this will be in our Constitution, we just wanted to make it as clear as possible. So no change in substance, just really trying to make it as clear as possible. But I'd be sure willing to answer any questions folks may have.
Discussion on the amendment. Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I want to be clear that what we're talking about, the bodies voting independently, is that how much of a particular fund, of the corpus of a fund, could be invested in these risk-based securities. As we have it now, I think we have a limit at 50% with the current funds that we can invest. It's 50 one way and 50 the other, up to. Is that what you're talking about? But this would allow us to go beyond 50. This would say our bodies could go beyond the 50% that the other current funds are protected at in the Constitution. Just for discussion. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Anyone else for the first time? Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And just to clarify before I answer the question that, again, the amendment doesn't change any of that. But speaking on the substance of the bill and the constitutional amendment, it allows that two-thirds vote. So this just allows the authority. And then it requires a two-thirds vote of this body and the one down the hall to determine first which funds can be invested into equity. So whether we determine the Wildlife Natural Resource Trust Fund, the LISRA, whatever funds we decide, that is going to take a two-thirds vote of each of these bodies in order to authorize, first, an investment into equities. Second, it requires a two-thirds vote to determine the percentage that will be. And the percentage is not dictated in this provision. The percentage will be dictated by that two-thirds vote of both bodies. And then finally, a majority of each house can change the conditions of the investment. So, for example, again, on the LSRA, if we want to put conditions on the investment to ensure that there is liquidity for those funds, we can do that, but that's a majority of the vote. And we just wanted to make sure through this amendment that those steps, both the determination of the fund, then the determination of the percentage of fund, then the determination of the conditions on the fund was clearly laid out in the constitutional amendment. I appreciate your aye vote and certainly appreciate your aye vote on the bill. I think this is one of the most significant measures we'll see this session because it really can determine going forward how quickly are we going to grow these savings accounts, how much investment are we going to be able to get off some of these trust funds to continue to fund the needs of the state of Wyoming. So I'd urge your aye vote.
We're voting on third reading amendment number one to Senate Joint Resolution 2. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number one to Senate Joint Resolution 2 has passed. Senate Joint Resolution 2, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? And ladies and gentlemen, I would remind you this is a constitutional amendment and requires a two-thirds vote. The clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey. Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton excused, Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff, Piperinen,
no.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Gay, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Are there any other? Barlow, aye to no. Clem, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 48 aye, 11 no, 1 excused.
Senate Joint Resolution 2, having received the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the majority of the members of the House, Senate Joint Resolution 2 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, privilege.
Representative Connolly, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Friends, in the North Gallery, I'd like to introduce you to two dear friends of mine who will be embarrassed, but I'm going to make them stand up, Dr. Janice Harris and Dr. Judy Antel, both of which are recently retired from the university. Janice has been the chair of the English department, the chair of the Gender and Women's Studies program, as well as an associate dean in the College of Arts and Sciences. Judy has been the director of the American Indian Studies program. I can't tell you how many students' lives they have impacted, and they have been dear friends to me for the past 20 years. So please welcome them.
Welcome to the House. Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, pursuant to Rule 5-6, which is recalling bills from a committee, I would move that to recall Senate File 98, School Athletic Safety, from House Committee Number 4, Education. That this motion requires 5 seconds, Mr. Speaker, and it is debatable.
Wait a minute. I need to identify those, so I need 5 seconds. Would those who wish to second the motion please stand?
Mr. Speaker, clarification?
Chairman, I think what you want is a point of order, don't you, Chairman?
Point of order, please.
Yes, please. Proceed.
Is this a House rule? Is this a joint rule?
House rule, Mr. Chair.
It's House rule.
Thank you.
I moved it.
Yeah. The House rule. Okay, I'm going to recognize seconds as follows. Representative Connolly, Representative Moniz, Representative Nicholas, Representative Gay. I need one more. Representative Walters. Okay, this motion is debatable. And I think we'll start, Chairman Harshman, with you explaining exactly what the effect of your motion would be.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, Senate File 98 is a bill really deals with our a statute we passed a few years ago dealing with requiring schools to have concussion protocols. This also talked about some immunity. This bill got, I think, was in better shape as it began the process. I think the Senate, the other body made some changes. The engrossed version had changes that our House committee rightfully, I think, just couldn't reconcile. And so, Mr. Speaker, the bill failed on a 4-4 vote, and I bring this to you and the body because our committee number two, middle to end of next week, I think will free up some time. I think we have some expertise on that committee to work with H4 as well, House Committee 4, to, I think, keep this. This is an important bill, and I think we'll keep it moving in the process. And so that's why I bring the motion to recall it, Mr. Speaker.
Discussion on the motion. Vice Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Since this bill was a tie, most of the people in education feel like it should come back up. We have some concerns with it, but we would still like to have it addressed, and I'm sure that with some input into the next committee that gets it, we'll be able to get it straightened out.
Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think there is a fix to the primary concern we had with the bill. We just couldn't come up with it in committee, and more eyes will solve the problem.
Any more discussion on the motion? Okay, we're voting on a motion. What's the name of that bill? To recall Senate File 98 from the Education Committee to be reassigned to a different committee. It requires a majority vote. It's not a roll call it's required, but it is does require a majority vote. All those in favor of Chairman Harshman's motion, pursuant to Rule 5-6 of the House rules that Senate File 98 be recalled from the Education Committee, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion is passed. Senate File 98 is reassigned to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. We're now at that order of business of bills on general file. Where'd he go? Representative Blackburn.
Oh, well... Well,
Madam Majority Floor Leader. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House resolve itself into the Committee of the Whole for the consideration of the following bills. Senate File 106. 103, 29, 137. I am moving up Senate File 62, and then Senate File 84, Senate File 111, 120, 81, 82, 93, 24, 27, 30, 42, 45, 119, 18, 73, 75, 59, 101, and 58. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
You've heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Now, too late, Representative Blackburn. Representative Blackburn.
The committee of the whole will please come to order. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 106. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 106 from Senator Landon, an act relating to alcoholic beverages prohibiting use, purchase, sale, solicitation, and possession of powdered alcohol as specified, providing penalties, providing exceptions, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Chairman, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom is referred Senate File 106, powdered alcohol, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baker, Escobel, Crone, Pelkey, Pinnell, Winters, three no votes, Representatives Halverson, Coker, and Miller, signed by Representative Miller, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 106 do pass, and the floor of the manager of the bill will be Representative Pinnell.
You have heard the motion on the standing committee.
No.
Representative Pernell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I urge you support and vote in favor of this bill. This bill is prohibiting the use and purchase or sale or solicitation possession of powdered alcohol. It does, in the bill, it does list penalties for first offense. It has a $300 fine, not more than 30 days in jail. For second, it increases up to $750 and not more than 6 months in jail. Powdered alcohol is one of those newer things now coming into the state, we understand. And the folks from the Wyoming State Liquor Association have come up, and they're in favor of this bill. This bill will hopefully eliminate issues that would arise if powdered alcohol was out there. We all know that there's a concern for folks that are underage and that would have the possession of alcohol. That this would help eliminate some issues, because with powdered alcohol you could go into any place, schools, restaurants, and with your little packet of powdered alcohol you could go on ahead and put that into your Coke or water or whatever, and obviously have an alcohol drink immediately in there. Also, in the bar at night, if you get shut off from alcohol consumption, they could order a Coke. If there was a designated driver, they could get a Coke or Pepsi or whatever to drink. And maybe I'm not using the the proper words on that, but anyways, it would be a good thing to prevent. And here again, there's a lot of folks that are in favor of this bill, and I would urge your support, and I would stand for any questions.
Representative?
Crone. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On in support of the bill, there's a handout in your box that details some of the items that the good representative from the Campbell County mentioned, but I just want to emphasize one important point. This is really a health issue, and it's a health and safety issue. It's difficult to gauge with this powdered alcohol how much alcohol is in your system, and it's ingested obviously in a different way than the liquid form of alcohol would be, or it could potentially be snorted, and so this is really a dangerous item. And I'd also mention that because of its portability and its ease of being able to hide it, you could really have some scenarios where there people would be in situations that would be dangerous. So I urge support of this bill and would ask for an aye vote. Thank you.
Representative Swanitzer, Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Strongly opposed to this bill. I mean, maybe more so than any bill I've seen this session, because I lived through this 8 years ago and we did something similar. So once again, I'd ask the body if anybody in here has actually seen powdered alcohol. This isn't anything new. It's been around for 70, 80 years. They've been able to do this stuff. It took over Europe. I mean, it was introduced in Europe here 10 years ago. We have a company that says they might start marketing here in a couple months. It's already been regulated. So I don't want you to get the idea that, you know, this thing is going to come into your local corner gas station. It's a regulated alcohol product, and we are a control state. So first you should know that if it was even allowable, the Department of Revenue, the Liquor Commission, would have to agree to have this, and I've talked to them, and they're in no hurry or desire to have this, and they say they wouldn't stock this and provide it to licensed liquor outlets because you can only have one of these at a licensed liquor outlet. So the only way that if we didn't pass this bill, it would come into our state is if someone specifically ordered it, and they'd still have to order it through the Liquor Commission of our state, and there would be sideboards on that. Certainly I understand why the organization referenced, which should not have been referenced, but is on your handout, is against it, right? They're against any kind of form of alcohol because they represent the alcohol dealers of the state. So any new product they certainly don't want. Anyway, if any of you have any experience or talked about this, I learned about this at that national conference of legislators among the states that we have that we're a member to, that they had a really good presentation on this at their December meeting about what states are doing and, you know, the history of powdered alcohol. And we actually have it really well. Other states have started banning this product, I'll admit, but they're not control states like we are. So we have all sorts of sideboards and parameters and regulations currently in place that this isn't going to flood into our state. And I don't know why the bill's even here. I know it didn't come through my committee and got sent to judiciary, but I would ask you to vote no on the bill. I think everything that was spoken of about, you're never going to snort this stuff. There have been several scientific research studies. It burns. It hurts. You know, it's the amount in a packet or two that you'd have to snort to get one shot, say. I can't think of any instance where that was just discussed where someone would sneak in a packet of this stuff that they couldn't sneak in one of those, you know, 1 ounce liqueurs that we already have on the market that they couldn't mix with drinks that they already do now. And this, you know, is a product. We're not really talking about youth safety because, you know, it's the same as any other alcohol issue we face. What this would be is adult consumers who can otherwise use alcohol. We would ban this product. You know, they market this to people who are going camping, that you can take this in, you know, your backpack and mix it with water up in the mountain and have a refreshing beverage after, you know, the 5 minutes it takes for the powder to mix with the water to make it the same as one alcoholic beverage. And so this isn't something that, you know, you can just start. Anyway, I think there's a lot of, once again, kind of fear on this product. It's certainly nothing dangerous more than any other, you know, 1 ounce liqueur we have on the marketplace now. And I would submit to you again, there are lots of already regulatory mechanisms in place in Wyoming being a control state that we're not going to see any type of flood of this product onto the market. So I'd ask you to resist the bill.
Representative Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've got a quick question, and hopefully the speaker's listening. This seems to be something he's good at. On page 2, line 17, okay, what I want to make sure is that if there's a commercial use or an industrial use for it, that it's allowed. And maybe help me out. I speak good American, but my English is bad. So here we say legal commercial uses or bona fide research purposes by, and then we've got this restricted to healthcare providers, state institution, University of Wyoming, pharmaceutical, biotechnical companies. I'm reading that to say that the legal commercial uses are also qualified by those Romanets. And if that's the case, maybe that's a little too restrictive, or maybe there's no other commercial use. any discussion on that. I just want to make sure that if this is used in industry or for a commercial purpose, that we're not going to be restricting that. So just a little help. I don't know, maybe I overuse commas, but maybe a comma is appropriate.
Anyone else for the first time? Mr. Parnell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In answer to a quick on the last question, the it does make it legal for commercial use. As far as the, and it does list the different institutes that can utilize it. I really can't answer as far as it opens it up for all industries that would have use for this in a commercial way. That would be something I would, you know, going to have to look into and get back with you and possibly, you know, work on an amendment on another reading, though. But I wouldn't have that up right now. And also, you know, it's been said that, obviously, that there's no use for this bill, that people won't snort it or do things. Well, I honestly disagree with that. You know, there's all sorts of drugs out there that will kill you, and the younger generation and the older generation will still use it. So they'll take this stuff by any means. I mean, it states, you know, that it comes in powdered form, and that's what we want to get rid of. Because you can put that in, it's easily to hide, it's easily to conceal it, and you can go into a lot of places. You know, you can take it into school. So I firmly believe that it's a good bill. The fact that, in our state, we do have a problem with alcohol, we do have a problem with drugs. This is just another form that they can ingest it. So I urge you to approve this bill, and again, on the commercial things, I think we'll follow up on that on a future amendment. Thank you.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was a no in committee on this bill, and I'm still a no. This is a kind of a preemptive strike on something that's not even a problem. And I can think of lots of other things I'd like to do a preemptive strike on, but I probably can't convince you guys to do that.
Representative Cron.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Certainly the state can regulate this product. I don't think there's any question about that. And I think that the actual issue here is this the type of product that we want to have in our state? 34 other states have introduced legislation to ban this. 4 have passed that legislation. I just think this is a dangerous product, not only for adults, but also for kids. And the health consequences of this are very similar to other controlled substances that we have under Wyoming law. So I urge your aye vote on this bill. Thank you.
Representative Dan Swanitzer.
I'm still a chairman sometimes.
Sorry, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just wanted to say one other thing, and here's what you see, you know, with products like this. If we did pass this bill, and we really are afraid that this is the most nefarious product out there, which I'd submit to you, it's not. Well, if it's really that bad, it's going to go on the black market and still be a problem in our state. At least the way we have it now, we have a regulatory structure to at least try through legal means to bring into the state and where it's controlled and where the Liquor Commission would have knowledge if anybody did order this product. It would go through them and be distributed and shipped in a very contained, controlled way. I would submit if we make it a black market type substance, then, you know, we're going to have no idea where it's being sent and if it comes into the state, and it's going to come in through nefarious means. And so that's why I also don't like the bill.
Representative Parnell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, I just, I'll be short. I'd urge you to support this bill. I do believe it is a good bill. And as we all know, we have a serious problem with alcohol and drugs. and this just is one deal that we can hopefully avoid. So thank you.
Any further discussion? Do I hear the question? Question being called. All in favor of Representative Parnell's motion? Or the bill number 106 pass. Please say aye.
Aye.
No, say no.
No.
I can't make a decision, guys. So, all in favor, stand. Aye. All no, please stand. Senate File 106 has passed Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 103. The reading clerk will read the
Senate File 103 from Senator Scott. An act relating to the separation of bicycles and motor vehicle traffic on state highways and other roads, improving highway safety by reducing the opportunity for accidents between bicycles, pedestrians, and motor vehicles, planning for a system of bicycle pathways to prevent accidents, promote economic development and promote public health, creating a planning task force to develop a statewide bicycle pathway system, specifying and motor vehicle accidents are specified, specifying task force membership and staffing, requiring a study of bicycle and motor vehicle accidents as specified, requiring an investigation of funding sources and the legality of using each funding source, providing additional duties to the Wyoming Department of Transportation, the Wyoming Office of Tourism Board, state epidemiologist, the state health official officer, and the attorney general's office, requiring reports to the legislature and providing for an effective date. Mr. Chairman, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom is referred Senate File 103, engrossed, bicycle pathway and highway separation, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baldwin, Barlow, Klim, Kirkbride, Larson, Petroff, and Schwartz, one no vote, Representative Steinmetz, signed by Representative Petroff, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Representative Petroff?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think you all just heard the bill there, but I'll go ahead and move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 103 do pass. And to further explain the bill, this bill doesn't actually add anything to the statutes, but it does three main things. Section 1 directs the Department of Transportation to analyze data and prepare a safety report. In the safety report, or in the report that they're preparing, they're going to be looking at accidents and fatalities involving motor vehicles, bikes, and pedestrians for at least 4 years, up to 10 years, looking for relevant information from other states and any relevant literature about bicycle safety. And they will also be making recommendations for signage and pointing out areas of concern. The department is to submit a preliminary report to the Transportation Commission, the Bicycle System Task Force, which is formed in this bill, and also reports to TRW and Transportation Committees. And then if they're in their safety report, they come up with recommendations for changes in laws, they'll run them through those committees. Section 2 talks about the department being able to implement safety changes to create a safer environment. This is something they can already do. The reason we bring it into this bill is to do it in the context of the research and analysis and in the context of the task force. Section 3 forms the Bicycle System Task Force. And what I really like about this section, and I think this is kind of the heart of the bill, is that it brings together the Department of Transportation, local governments, travel and tourism, and people with planning and transportation experience to develop a long-term strategic plan. And so while all of these groups are already doing these activities, it's happening in kind of a disparate fashion. So this brings these groups together. The communication is just bound to help coordinate, save money, the projects will be more streamlined, and all of that communication, you know, obviously has, you know, prevents duplicative efforts. We've had 411 crashes involving pedestrians and bicyclists in the last 5 years. 411 crashes. There were 5 bicycle fatalities last year alone. So with more bicyclists on the road, we owe it to the public to be studying this and also to be sending a message that we hear that there's a problem and that it's a growing problem, and we are we are actively pursuing solutions. So with that, I'll stand for any questions. And Mr. Chairman, before that, I will say there's no appropriation, and it is a volunteer task force. Thank you.
Any discussion? Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On and in support of this bill, on the one hand, we are encouraging bicycling, we're encouraging walking. This is a little bit late. We needed to do this a few years ago before we started encouraging everyone to leave their cars at home. And I think this is long overdue, and the sooner we can get moving on this, the better.
Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to add on to the comments of the previous speaker, as a person who gets on a bicycle fairly regularly and a person who used to tour, I've been to other states that have done a lot of things at very low cost or almost no cost that that protects the safety of cyclists and promotes cohabitation of the roads in other places. Signage, maps, and directing people to places that they can recreate with more safety. The idea of putting a task force together and to coordinate these efforts, I think, is just pure common Wyoming sense. Thank you.
Representative Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm obviously confused again because I just heard we're going to use good common Wyoming sense, and so I must be misreading Section 2 on page 5. And maybe I am, and so just help me out. So we're just going to just turn over to the Department of Transportation, let them exercise all this additional authority without oversight, or am I reading that wrong? So if there may exercise its existing authority. So we're not expanding their authority. We're not giving them any clear direction. Okay. I just want to make sure of that. As everybody else, I might just be a little tired today. But then if they already have that authority, why are we putting this in the statute?
Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just on and in favor of this, the county that I represent has had a similar task force for approximately 20 years. And it's inaccurate to think of it as just a bicycle pedestrian task force. It actually helps coordinate all of the different forms of transportation. As an example, making sure that people who are riding horses on these pathways or trails are able to do that safely as well. It's really all about people being safe no matter what mode of transportation they are using, everything from a horse to a truck. So I am strongly in support of this.
Representative Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to go back to the section 2 also and look on page 6. It says to design and construct separate bicycle passages and bridges, overpasses, underpasses, and tunnels. Wow, that's a lot of dollars all of a sudden. Just pushing back.
Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And against this bill, I voted against it in committee. We have a lot of private property out in our neck of the woods, and if we're going to make separate paths and things separate from the highway system, that's going to require quite a bit in our county. I think it's going to be very costly, and as I've learned from this body over the past little while that I've been here, studies become statutes, and so I want you to remember and keep that in mind. Thank you.
Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm on and against this bill. Also in committee, I voted to get it out here for debate. I think our Department of Transportation is doing a wonderful job in what they do. I saw all the documents they showed us during committee. They've got maps, they've got brochures, they've got a lot of educational things they're handing out. It was stated that there was 411 accidents in the last 4 years is what I had written down. There were 6 fatalities during that time, and it was just not, you know, bad luck last year when we had 5. Obviously, we don't want that. Yeah, another item they had mentioned during the discussion, these accidents, 95% of the time happened in towns, 5% was out in the rural area. So I kind of wonder if this isn't a town issue, you know, and I think the towns are doing a wonderful job when they so desire. So on and against.
Representative Aggie.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's mentioned that, you know, we are encouraging people to come and see and bicycle, exercise, and enjoy our state, but also there needs to be some common sense in both motorists and bicycles, as we've had this debate before. And as we get this bill, it just looks really good and with no appropriation, but as everybody has said, to get this done, it's going to take a little bit of time and effort. When we implemented the 80-mile speed limit, I think it was a $60,000 bill to study the roads to see which ones would get the 80-mile. And I just want to turn this back to the Department of Transportation and say, if this is a priority, let's do it. We don't need a bill to do this, so I'm opposed to this. Thank you.
Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm looking at this, and I see all of these members of the task force. I see that they are not going to be compensated, and yet there are several that are employees of the government. And so, obviously, they're going to be going on governmental trips. And so, I don't know, this particular task force, we have task force after task force. Now we're creating another one to study whether or not we should have bicycle paths across the state and everything. I think that on and against this bill, I don't know that it's necessary, although I do think that bicycling is fun, and I respect those that have written for bicycling magazines.
Representative Kirkby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking on and for the bill, I saw it doing two things. One is trying to pick off the low-hanging fruit in the short term. There are lots of little safety and transportation for bicycle things that can be done rather inexpensively in the short term, and we can begin thinking those terms of what those are as highways are designed and improved and built. So that's part of the bill. And the other part of the bill, it's a bill about a long-term vision for bicycle travel in the state. It's a bill for your grandkids. We're not proposing going out there and suddenly reduplicating the whole state transportation system at quite a bit of expense, and I admit that. But somewhere down the road, when times are better in the state, there might be an opportunity to do that, create a network, in particular connecting the routes to the tourism sites in the state. So I thought it was good to bring up a bill that will well outlast probably the lives of any of us in the body this morning. Thank you.
Speaker Pro Tem Stetson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On and in favor of the bill, and just to respond to a couple of questions, I would say that those of you who have concerns about this not making sense in your part of the state, that the cost of doing separate bike paths is just too much, this is exactly the bill you want to vote for, because the costs and evaluation of the costs and evaluations of where these do and do not make sense and evaluations of where there's the most danger and where there's demand are all that are built into this. So rather than having a random bike path show up here and there and be done at a cost that makes no sense, this is actually aimed at only at putting those paths where they do make sense and where the costs are the least and where the state does get the most bang for the buck. And it seems to me you want that sort of coordinated approach rather than having the department just out there sort of scattershot deciding on their own where should these go, who cares about the costs, who cares about their effectiveness. This bill is all about costs. This is all about making sure that you don't do them where they don't make sense. So I would say that for those of you with those concerns, you want this rather than having the agency out there just making decisions on their own. So on and for the bill, I'd ask for your aye.
Representative Pelkey. Representative Reeder.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I would be on and against this bill, and as a former speaker here, I believe this named after one of our four seasons, spoke about another task force. We had another bill in here that had to deal with bicycles and separation, and I think at that time it was brought up that, maybe this ought to be an interim topic and talk about it. I know in our committee meetings it was discussed about, hey, maybe we ought to look into this a little bit more. I guess I would, and I certainly can't speak for our chairman, but, we had a lot of days that were canceled last year because we didn't really have a lot of work to do. So I think this is the perfect answer, is to maybe have an interim committee study this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I listen to the discussion, it starts to sound like that this is probably a local issue for a few communities and that maybe this should be a local control thing instead of asking YDOT dollars to help them out. Thank you.
Representative Pelkey.
Just to reiterate, no one's asking YDOT for dollars. What we are seeking in this measure is some coordination. And indeed, there are local issues. There are certain counties with large mountains in the other part of the state that really do embrace cycling as an exercise, as a lifestyle. But it's also around the state. Wyoming, for those of you not familiar with what was originally deemed the bike centennial was a transcontinental bicycle trail established in 1976 in celebration of this country's bicentennial. That route came, one of the major routes came through Wyoming. We have a lot of cycling tourism. And back in the day when I was crossing the country on a bike, I was trying to survive off of $3 a day. But now that we're doing it in middle age, we spend a lot of money when we bicycle tour. And I think if we had a coordinated effort around this state to encourage cycling, to encourage cycling tourism, it would be nothing but a benefit. And this is a small step in the correct direction to coordinate the efforts of our communities to consider planning. As one of the earlier speakers said, this is a bill that's probably more intended for our grandkids than it is for us. We're not going to be doing anything immediate. This is just a first preliminary step.
Anyone else for the first time? Representative Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I love the Travel Rec Committee Chairwoman. I love the committee, all that good stuff. And I love bicycling. I delivered papers for 12 years of my life on a bike. But this is a really complicated bill, and it's a lot of effort. I don't know that we need it, on and against, but with no hard feelings.
Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to answer a question slash statement that was given before, which is that YDOT wouldn't have any duties in this. If you look at page number one, it says that providing additional duties to the Wyoming Department of Transportation, and then it also is talking about a statewide bicycle pathway system, and then on page number five, it describes immediate action to reduce bicycle motor vehicle accidents, which is something, a duty that would fall to YDOT. And so this is, while it's painted as just a kind of a planning bill, it is describing immediate action that in many ways falls right into the lap of YDOT.
Anyone else for your first time? Chairman Petroff. Representative Freeman.
Just to push back on a couple things. What this task force is doing is it's getting the community out instead of the legislature to look at the opportunities, and I think that that's what we should look at, of improving safety for cyclists, for horses, and for pedestrians, and even the people that are driving on our roads. We participate in the national highway system, and we accept money from the federal government. In fact, I think it's still true, is that when you accept the money, that there's a certain percentage of that is supposed to be for non-motorized transportation to make that safer. So what happens is our highway department right now is still doing some of that stuff by buying basically a big fan to blow off the debris off the side of the road where bicyclists use. And it's also a problem for cars that are going along. And so what you do for cyclists, you also do for motorized vehicles. One of the things that people are looking at, and when I first saw it, I thought, well, that's kind of a pie-in-the-sky thing, is separate roadways. In my touring experience, there's very little separate roadways. What happens is what the states that are encouraging bicycle tourism, what they do is they put an extra foot or 2 foot on the side of the road. And what that does is it gives you a margin of safety, which is greatly accepted or appreciated by everyone. And they do other little things, like they don't put the ripple strips that go all the way to the end so you don't get vibrated to death when you go over that. What other states that are encouraging bicycle tourism or bicycle use is when you do have a community that has a trail system, what they do is they put a little plaque on the side of the road that says, hey, you're safer if you go over one block and you use the bicycle pathway that a city would have. There is a lot of low fruit that they have, maps to where that you know you can plan out your trip. And what happens to a lot of the communities that I went to is you would show up on a state line, you would go into the local visitors bureau, and they would you would ask for the bicycle information. You would find out where the campgrounds are. And oftentimes what happened was is the map and the brochure that you would get were coming from the local tourism guide or paid for by advertising where people are saying, hey, this, you know, come and use our campground, come and use our restaurants, come and use our bike shops. What this is doing is it's not asking for new laws. It's asking for you to become aware of the opportunities for bicycle tourism and for bicycle safety. I went to a place in southern Utah before it was popular. I don't go back there anymore because there's too dang many gearheads that that choke up everything. I mean, this is a growing tourism hotspot, and Wyoming has some prime locations to where the people can come for both mountain biking, touring, and frankly, a lot of our citizens are looking for other opportunities to get exercise and to go out with the family. So it's not onerous government. It is a encouragement for us to use our Wyoming common sense and to pick the low-hanging fruit.
Representative Steinmetz.
Just one quick thing. So if we're going to treat bicyclists like motor vehicles and roads, will we be able to, are they going to be able to use eminent domain to make these pathways? How would that work? A lot of times when we get involved with federal funds, there's some strings attached to that. So thank you, and I'm done on this one.
Speaker Pro Tem Stutson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one final comment. I would encourage any of you that are sort of sitting on the fence on this bill, I'd ask you to go ahead and send it on, because I think we've got a few fixes and fat trimming things that we can do to this thing to make it work some house magic to make it into something that you really, really like. So please vote aye, because otherwise you'll never get to see the get the opportunity to see that magic. So.
Question being called? Oh, sorry. Representative Harvey?
I just wanted to add that the reason I think that this bill is a really good idea is that some of the states, as we looked around to other states for health care solutions and to help create a healthy population, the state that is the leanest in the country has the most bike paths. So they took their existing roadways and painted bicycle paths on them, and then when the roads weren't too wide, they added a shoulder to the road that was designated as a bicycle path, and their diabetes rate went down, their heart disease rate went down, and their obesity rate went extremely low. I support this bill.
Question being called. All in favor of Representative Petros' motion, that when the committee of the whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that bill number 103 do pass. Please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
The noes have it. Bill fails. Division having been called, all those in favor, please stand. Senate File 106 passes Committee of the Whole.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Majority Floor Leader Rosie Bergen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Committee of the Whole begs leave to rise and sit again until 2 p.m.
Representative Paxton.
Mr. Chairman, privilege of the floor.
Please.
Thank you. Up behind us here, we have my neighbors from the west over the top of the High Mother Mountains, the fourth and fifth grade class from Little Snake River Valley. Help me welcome them to the house.
Call for the committee announcements. Chairman Harvey.
Good choice.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet in about 5 minutes in room 302. Please note the room change, 302, to consider the following bill, Senate File 115, engrossed discrimination.
Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number one will meet Monday, February 23rd at noon, upon noon recess in room H8 to consider the following bills. Senate File 11, Selling to Junk Dealers. Senate File 100, Prescription Drug Monitoring Program.
Chairman Swanister Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number seven, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet Monday upon noon recess in H18 to hear the following three bills. Senate File 142, engrossed, Building Code Regulations. Senate File 47, engrossed, City Engineers. And Senate File 132, engrossed, Wyoming Fair Housing Act. And we actually are going to meet in 302 now that I think about it. So 302 on Monday at lunch, those three bills.
Chairman Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your conference committee for Senate File Number 5 will be meeting on Tuesday, the 24th of February at noon in room S14.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 9 will meet Monday morning at 8 a.m. in room H18 to consider two Senate files, Senate File 56, Study of Management of Public Lands, and Senate File 138, Small Business Innovation Research Matching Grants.
Vice Chairman Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 3, Revenue, will meet Monday, February 23rd at 8 a.m. in room H11 to consider the following bills, Senate File 124, Engrossed, Sales and Use Tax Enforcement, and Senate File 122, Vision 2020.
Vice Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 4, Education, will meet 15 minutes upon adjournment today to hear Senate File 8. We're going to custom discuss it and look at it some more. Room H10.
Committee of the Whole will rise and sit again at 2 o'clock. Thank you.
Lunch adjournment.